Welcome to Talks at Advent, homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia. Today's speaker is Dr. Bo Bruce.
After the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, they carried him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male opening the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, according as it is written in the law of the Lord. And this is important. They offered a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. So, first of all, we know that Jesus and his family were very poor, because they didn't bring a lamb to the purification. And so, again, even we are reminded by this feast of our Lord's very humble beginnings, from being born in a cave, being laid in a manger where there was no room at the inn for them. And now at his purification 40 days later, we're again reminded of how humble our King and Lord's life was here on earth. We also need to remember that Jesus didn't really need this offering, and yet it's again a sign of how he and his family fulfilled the law of Moses in everything that they did. We hear after this story that Simeon, to whom Mary presented Jesus, told to her that Simeon had heard through the Holy Spirit, as we heard in our antiphons, that he would see the Savior of the world before he died. And recognizing that this was the moment, Simeon takes him up in his arms, and he says the hymn that we're about to sing. But Jesus is the light of the world, and this is also the feast known as Candlemas, where we bless candles for our use throughout the year, particularly for prayer times and other events. And these candles represent how Christ is the light, the new light of our world. So this is one of these cycles that we see a blessing, particularly this beginning part of the year, between the chalk that we use to bless our houses, the house blessings, the candles that we use that represent Christ as the light of the world. And we'll soon be taking the blessed palms from last year, burning them into ashes to bless ashes to remind us of our death and how Christ again has saved us from that natural existence. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read a sermon from one of the fathers for Candlemas, and then we're going to light our candles while we sing Simeon's hymn. This is a reading from a sermon of Sophronius, Bishop of Jerusalem, in the year of our Lord, 638. In honor of the divine mystery that we celebrate today, let us all hasten to meet Christ. Everyone should be eager to join the procession and to carry a light. Our lighted candles are a sign of the divine splendor of the one who comes to expel the dark shadows of evil, to make the whole universe radiant with the brilliance of his eternal light. Our candles also show how bright our souls should be when we go to meet Christ. The Mother of God, the most pure virgin, carried the true light in her arms and brought him to those who lay in darkness. We too should carry a light for all to see and reflect the radiance of the true light as we hasten to meet him. The light has come and shone upon a world enveloped in shadows. The day spring from on high has visited us and given light to those who lived in darkness. This then is our feast, and we join in procession with lighted candles to reveal the light that has shone upon us and the glory that is yet to come to us through him. So let us hasten all together to meet our God. The true light has come, the light that enlightens every person who is born into this world. Let all of us, beloved, be enlightened and made radiant by this light. Let all of us share in its splendor and so be filled with it that no one remains in the darkness. Let us be shining ourselves as we go together to meet and receive the aged Simeon, the light whose brilliance is eternal. Rejoicing with Simeon, let us sing a hymn of thanksgiving to God, the Father of the light, who sent the true light to dispel the darkness and to give us all a share in his splendor. Through Simeon's eyes, we too have seen the salvation of God, which he prepared for all nations and revealed as the glory of the new Israel, which is ourselves. As Simeon was released from the bonds of this life when he had seen Christ, so we too were at once freed from our old state of sinfulness. By faith, we too embrace Christ, the salvation of God the Father, as he came to us from Bethlehem. Gentiles before, we have now become the people of God. Our eyes have seen God incarnate. And because we have seen him present among us and have mentally received him into our arms, we are called the new Israel. Never shall we forget this presence. Every year we keep this feast in his honor. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Talks at Advent. Homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia.